Oh, hey, guys, come on in. I want to show you JT's new apartment.
Oh. Wow.
So? I mean, the paint's still wet in a few places, but what do you think?
It's fantastic. Really, you'd never know this used to be a beauty salon. Well, except for that drain in the middle of the floor.
Well, you know, given JT's barnyard bathroom habits, the drain might come in handy.
Sounds like somebody's jealous because JT gets a new apartment and she doesn't.
Oh, please. I have a dream that when I move out, there's going to be two time zones, a mountain range, and an equator between me and this place. You guys are going to have a lot of trouble finding me.
Wow, I have the same dream, only in my dream, we're not looking for you.
Oh, my God. Frank's outwitting me. It is time to move out.
Hey, Barky, I got my own place. I'd invite you over, but no dogs allowed. Ah! Whoa, Dad.
You like it?
Yeah, this place is awesome. Oh, and I got great news. I figured out how to pay the construction loan myself, so this place won't cost you a penny.
How are you going to do that? You only have got a part-time job.
Two words. Roommate.
JT, you are not allowed to move your girlfriend in here.
First of all, I know that. And second of all, she said no.
So, who's going to be your roommate?
Yeah, coming through! Coming through!
Sorry.
Stand back or I'll slime you!
Come back here, you little thief! This is our speed chase! You better know if you had good mileage on that thing because... Don't you in the cul-de-sac now? Yeah!
Oh. Oh, what is going on here?
Well, you see, Lily is an international jewel thief, and I am Jean-Luc Van Damme, taekwondo master, kickboxer, hairdresser to the stars, and I'm undercover because she's trying to get away with some major jewel thievery!
No, I mean, where did all these toys come from? I thought you were just going to pick her up from school and take her to the park.
Well, yeah, I did. But on the way home from the park, we decided we needed to stop at the toy store and pick up a few small items to play with.
Mommy, I love Jean-Luc. Can he be my daddy?
Lily, go upstairs while I talk to Jean-Luc, okay?
Great, that's where we put the new trampoline.
The new trampoline.
It makes her feel taller.
Jean-Luc.
I'm just going to go upstairs to make sure she don't hit your head on the ceiling.
Jean-Luc, yeah. Would you come down? Come. Down here. Come here. Oops! Are you out of your mind? Look at this! Why did you buy her all these toys?
Well, the thing is, it wasn't really my fault. I took her to the toy store, and I said, you pick one thing, and I would buy it for you. And she said, okay, aisle six.
I know you're just trying to be nice, Jean-Luc, but you can't keep buying her all these toys. You are spoiling her. Look at this.
No, I don't want to spoil her. I really don't. So I'm going to stop it. I give you my word. You have the Jean-Luc Repairou guarantee. Really, no more extravagant diversions for Lily.
You promise?
Absolutely. Okay. I'll get it.
Why?
Because it's for me. It's for me. It's my lawyer.
Open the door.
Hey, where's my little pal, Lily? Lily!
Carol, I'd like you to meet my attorney, Mr. F. Lee Bozo.
Shut up and go to bed!
No offense, but this is our place. You can't just come in here and tell us what to do.
Oh, yeah? Watch.
You touch that stereo and I'll take it out back and throw it in the wood chipper.
Come on, Dad, this isn't fair. We pay rent here. In the real world, my dad couldn't just come in here and lay down a bunch of rules.
You're right. You're absolutely right. In the real world, landlords lay down all the rules. So from now on, I don't want you to think of me as your dad. I want you to think of me as your landlord. Mr. Lambert, sir.
Come on, Dad.
No, Dad. Mr. Lambert, sir. Now, what we need to do is draw up a lease.
He's kidding, right?
Okay, now, number one, the rent will be paid on the first of the month, which is tomorrow. Number two, no loud music after 11.
11? What are you thinking about?
Come on.
Okay, you're right. After 10 p.m. And number three, if you even think about having a girl here overnight, I think you know what I'll put in the wood chipper next.
Hello, Mr. Landlord, sir. Mrs. Landlord, sir.
Hi.
Check it out. It's our new satellite. Now we can get Baywatch in 37 different languages. Hey, did you know that in Mexico, Pamela Anderson's name is El Grande?
Well, isn't that special? Hey, aren't those dishes kind of expensive?
Oh, well, you know, see, I'm glad you brought that up because we kind of had to dip into our rent money, so we're going to be about $100 short this month. Okay? See ya.
Wait a minute, boys. No, it's not okay. You know, in the real world, there's no such thing as being $100 short on your rent.
Okay, Dad. I mean, Mr. Landlord, sir. What are you gonna do? Evict us?
In a heartbeat.
He's such a kidder.
In a heartbeat.
You're funny.
Happy du jour. Bonjour. What the hell is that?
It's the new Fishin' Magician. 56 different tools, and it hangs right on the belt.
Carol, I know I'm not supposed to spoil Lily, but I bought her just one more tiny little present.
Oh, what now?
Oh, come on, Carol. It's just a little something she fell in love with. I didn't have the heart to say no. I want you to see it. It's right on back.
Please? Well, I hope it's a trout, because then I could use my new Fishin' Magician.
Look, Mommy, I got a pony.
Well, isn't that great?
Well, yeah.
Well, Frank, I hope that Fishin' Magician has a pooper scooper. John, could you come in the kitchen for a minute, please?
Actually, I was a busy...
Frank, no? A pony? This is your idea of not spoiling Lily?
Well, you know, she did ask for an elephant, but you have to draw the line somewhere.
Jean-Luc, I know that you want to be the fun uncle, but you can't buy Lily everything she wants.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's just really hard for me to say no to Danny.
Danny?
What?
You said Danny. That's your daughter's name.
Well, of course it is.
Oh, that's why you've been buying Lily all these gifts. Because you're missing Danny.
What are you saying? Are you saying that I am using your daughter as an emotional substitute for my own daughter just because I am broken up inside, that I cannot see Danny, the light of my life, on her birthday, which happens to be this weekend, because the divorce settlement stipulates that I cannot see her until Christmas? Well, you are wrong. Oh, are you wrong? I laugh at your wrongness.
And people.
pizza for every meal. This is the life.
Hey, listen, you're not going to believe what I found out today. We actually have to pay for water.
No free water? When did that start?
I don't know. Next thing you know, we're going to be paying for electricity, too.
What's all this stuff doing in the middle of the yard?
Oh, maybe Dad's putting in that new jacuzzi I asked for.
What is that note?
Dear tenants, in view of the fact that you have not paid the rent, you are hereby evicted, the management. P.S. Don't try getting back in the house either. The locks have been changed, and trespassers will be shot on sight. Oh, yeah, right. Like, this is going to teach us some kind of a lesson.
So I evicted him. Hey, you want a muffin? These are great.
Oh, look at this. Snow tonight. Better put the car in the garage.
Dana, please! I've got ice in my nose!
You know what, Frank? I'm sorry. I can't stand a Sam supper like this.
Thank you, sweetie. Right. Thank you so much. Thank I you. Love you.
There, that's better.
Dana! Dana, please! I'm gonna die out here!
You know, Frank, we really can't let them die.
Why not?
Well, you know, there'll be police and coroners and an inquisition, and I have midterms coming up. I don't have time for that kind of thing.
Okay, I'll see if I can work something out. Let them in.
Okay, Dad, we get the point. We have to pay the rent on time, but they don't take returns on the satellite dish, all right? So we don't have the money. So how can we fix this?
Well, I think I have an idea. Dana, would you tell the rest of the kids I'd like to meet them in JT and Rich's apartment, please? All right, you guys, come with me.
Oh, man. If there's a rock in my shoe, my big toe just fell off.
Okay, guys. Listen, everybody has times when they run a little short on cash. But that's when you gotta get creative and tap into your personal assets.
You mean, like, become a gigolo and have women pay for the privilege of dating me?
Well, that's a good thought, son, but I don't think we live that close to a woman's prison.
What's up, Dad?
Well, I want to welcome you to JT and Rich's Pay the Rent sale. Low, low prices, everything must go.
I don't like where this is headed.
Mark, how much money do you have in your birthday fund?
$50.
Congratulations, you just bought yourself a TV.
Hey, that's my VCR.
Yeah, that's included. Hey, Karen, you like the stereo?
Yeah.
Well, make me an offer.
$40.
$40? You insane! This thing's worth at least $100.
$30.
Sold for $30. Take it away, Lily. Wow, this is going swell. You know, another $20, you'll have enough to pay the rent.
Hey, how much for your baseball card collection?
Dad, it took me 15 years to put that collection together. It's priceless.
How about I'll give you $10?
No way! It's the single most important thing in my life.
Okay, $20. I'm taking your guitar.
Sold for $20.
Yes.
Well, I think this went rather well.
I think we've been hosed.
Dad, you're cold.
Okay. You're right. I'm your father, you're my son, and I love you. And I should cut you more slack. Yada, yada, yada. Welcome to the real world.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Lily? Lily, are you ready to go to the circus? Your ringmaster at fun has arrived.
Jean-Luc, yeah, you're not going to like this, but there's been a little change of plans, and Lily's not going to the circus with you. I'm going to take her.
Carol, I know that I bought you too many toys, but please don't do this. Please don't do this. I'm really looking forward to taking you out to the circus.
I know, but I really think that what I have planned you'll like just as much, okay? Now, trust me. Sit here.
Bonjour. Danny. Bonjour, papa.
Oh, Danny. Danny, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Are you really here?
Oui, oui.
Did you hear that? She said oui, oui. I'm so happy. I could just go oui, oui all day long.
That come out funk.
I missed you so much.
I missed you too, Papa.
How did you get here?
Well, when I saw how much you were missing Danielle, I just took it upon myself to call your ex-wife and talk to her, you know, mother to mother.
I just spend the whole weekend with you.
The whole weekend?
Well, I'm going to go upstairs and get Lily.
Carolyn.
Yeah?
There are no words I can say to thank you enough for this.
Seeing you two together is thanks enough.
Look at you. Look at you. Look how much you have grown. The last time I saw you, you were a petit biscuit, and now you have an entire croissant.
Thank you, Papa.
Danny, come and sit up. Are you tired from your flight?
No, I feel okay. In fact, I'm just passing my second wind. Second
trunk. Oh, Marco. You are the apple of your papa's ear.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It just means that I love you very, very much.
Thank you for helping me fold the laundry.
Oh, nothing's too good for my honey bunny.
Hey, I'm eating here.
When are you not eating?
Go fetch the paper, Barky. Ooh.
Hey, these are Dana's. She must have dropped them. I better go give them back to her. Hey, Mr. L.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Rich. One quick question, son. What are you doing with a pair of women's underwear?
Oh, you mean these? Oh, these are Dana's. She just left them in my apartment. Allow me to clarify that. Dana dropped her underpants in my apartment. Allow me to clarify that further. When Dana was in my apartment, she was not wearing this underwear. Allow me to modify my recent clarification. You hold these, and I'm just gonna